Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. This podcast is sponsored by HealthDove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic, irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome is a functional disorder of the large intestines with no evidence of accompanying structural defect. IBS is characterized by some combination of following symptoms: abdominal pain or distension, altered bowel function, constipation or diarrhea, hypersecretion of the colonic mucus, dyspeptic symptoms, including flatulence, nausea, and anorexia, and varying degrees of anxiety or depression. If you have symptoms of suggestive of IBS, please consult a physician for an accurate diagnosis. There appear to be four main causes of IBS: stress, insufficient intake of dietary fiber, food allergies, and meals too high in sugar. Stress increases the mobility, the rhythmic contractions of the intestines that propel foods through the digestive tract of the colon, and it leads to abdominal pain and irregular bowel function. Stress can also cause spasm in the bowel, leading to constipation or diarrhea. Insufficient intake of dietary fiber diminishes the ability of the colon to propel food through the digestive tract. Food allergies also cause irritation and inflammation in the digestive tract, causing irregular bowel function. Food allergy as a cause of IBS has been recognized since the early 1900s. More recent studies have shown that the majority of patients with IBS, approximately two-thirds, have at least one food allergy, and some have multiple food allergies. The most common allergen indicated to cause IBS are dietary products at 40 to 45% and grains at 40 to 60%. Many patients have noted marked clinical improvements when using elimination diets. A diet high in refined sugar may be the key factor that makes IBS far more common in the United States than in other countries. Meals high in refined sugar can contribute to IBS by decreasing intestinal mobility. Eating a diet high in sugar and refined carbohydrates usually means a low diet in fiber. Also, when the blood sugar levels rise too rapidly, the normal rhythmic contractions of the gastrointestinal tract slows down and in some portions stop altogether. Also, excessive sugar and carbohydrates change the environment for organisms in the digestive tract, favoring organisms that can cause abdominal bowel function. Dietary fiber promotes proper colon function. Patients with constipation are much more likely to respond to dietary fiber than are those with diarrhea. Increasing intake of dietary fiber from fruit and vegetable sources rather than cereal sources may offer more benefit to some individuals. Increasing dietary fiber usually coincides with decreasing sugar and refined carbohydrates, as high fiber foods are unrefined and low in sugar. Ginger may also offer some relief to those with IBS. Ginger is an excellent carminative, which is a substance that promotes elimination of intestinal gas, an intestinal spasmolic, a substance that relaxes and smooths the intestinal tract. To gain the maximum benefit from ginger, add some fresh ginger, 1 to 2 1/4 inch thick slices, to fresh fruit or vegetable juice. Ginger can also be juiced and kept in the refrigerator for 2 to 3 days. Add 1/4 to 1 teaspoon of ginger juice to water and drink with each meal. Clinical studies have documented that psychological approaches such as relaxation therapy, biofeedback, hypnosis, counseling, and stress management training significantly improve the symptoms of IBS. Many people with IBS find that daily leisurely walk markedly reduce symptoms, probably due to well-known stress reduction and effects of exercise. Several double-blind studies have also shown peppermint oil capsule to be quite helpful in the treatment of irritable bowel syndrome. In order to be most effective, peppermint oil should be enteric coated to prevent the oil from being released in the stomach. Without enteric coating, peppermint oil tends to produce heartburn. With enteric coating, the peppermint oil travels to the small and large intestine, where it relaxes intestinal muscles as well as promotes the elimination of excess gas. The typical dosage is 1 to 2 capsules, 3 times daily between meals. This information was taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods and is for educational purposes only and not intended to treat or diagnose any medical condition. So please consult with your healthcare provider. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again on another episode of Healthy Focus. Provide your immune system with an extra support with the Seasonal Immune Support Pack. Longevity's Seasonal Immune Support Pack contains powerful nutrients shown to support a healthy immune system. Give your immune system some extra nutritional support to help your body maintain optimal health. Get your Seasonal Immune Support Pack today. You can visit healthdove.com, take your free health evaluation, and purchase your Seasonal Immune Support Pack. We all need it. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.